The venerable musical Cats is back on stage at Walton Arts Center for the first time in a dozen years. It opened last night and stays in town until Sunday afternoon. This morning, Dan Hoy, who is the feline Monk's Trap in this national touring performance, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. He says as a child, he played a VHS copy of the West End production of Cats so many times, his family's VCR broke. He says that, however, did not make his audition for the production any easier.
It was honestly kind of the opposite thought initially for me. So I dance, I do, I move a lot, but I would not say that I am a dancer first. I'm definitely a singer-actor. And I remember getting the call and thinking, okay, I'm going to go in, we're going to, because I obviously know the piece, we're going to use that to sort of inform the choices and we'll see what happens. And I actually, I have a funny story with the woman who's now playing Grisabella, Carrie Renee Fuller. She and I actually went to school together for a brief amount of time. And she and I had done a show together. And I remember we saw each other at the callbacks and the final callbacks. And when we saw each other, we're like, this is crazy. Like, we're not going to be in the show. We never in a million years thought that we would be in Cats. And lo and behold, here we are. So it was a really fun process. I remember the creative team being very, very willing to play around with choices, and they were really interested in the acting of the piece, which is something I don't think is discussed enough with Cats. Because I think one of its biggest criticisms is usually, well, there's not so much of a plot. And it is true. I mean, there is a through line, there is a plot, but it is a lot, it's poetry. Mm-hmm. It's based on T.S. Eliot's Book of Practical Cats. And it does have a through line, and what's beautiful with what the creative team has done is you couldn't get away with having anything that wasn't informed, anything that wasn't given its full weight in terms of acting choices. And that was one of the most fun things about the audition process, was getting to play with those different choices.
What is the process like from when you get to the venue until you're on stage?
Load-in days are insane. So usually on Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, depending on what the schedule is. I usually get to the theater on load-in days 3 hours before curtain, because we have to do, we have a company meeting, we have sound check, we have these various things that we have to do on our first day there. So for example, yesterday we had a 7 o'clock show. I got to the theater at 4 o'clock, spent the first hour doing makeup. Then at that, like 4:45, 5 o'clock, somewhere in there, they called for company meeting. We all get together. They discuss, you know, this is what this theater is like. This is what the spacing is going to be like in the house, because there are a lot of moments where the cats spread out through the audience and sort of have those interactions. Discuss backstage things, discuss how the previous week went. And then we break for sound check, where we all get on stage and just sing a few numbers to make sure that the balance is okay. And then we go into lift call, which is where we make sure all of the lifts in the show are working, because there are a lot in this production. Then after that, it's warming up for a little bit. Then you have wig calls, and then you get into costume, and then you go. So it's definitely a hectic few hours before this production.
And what about the process after final curtain, after the encore?
It's scraping makeup off your face. That is what a fair amount of it is. We have, so, you know, you get off stage, you take the glue off of the sides of your face, take the wig off, you get back upstairs, you scrub your face down, you get the costume off, and then you pack up and you go do rope line out back at the stage door.
Rope line, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's always what I've called it, but usually that's just like the time where the audience members who have gone out to the stage door back behind the theater can then meet cast members as they're coming out, get autographs, have a quick conversation. I don't know where I picked up rope line, but because it's typically in New York, you have like a little barrier between, but it's really, that's probably one of my favorite moments after each production, is getting to actually meet audience members and discuss, you know, what their thoughts. And for a lot of people, this production holds a lot of value. So it's a really special moment to have those interactions.
Do you look at cats, I mean, the real cats, felines, those four-legged animals, any differently now that you've been in this?
This is something that everyone always, I tell this to people and they think I'm insane, but it's true. We did a lot of animal study with actual cats, because one of the big things that, especially a woman named Chrissy Cartwright, who has actually been with cats since the 80s, she was the associate of Gillian Lynn, who was the original choreographer of that original production. She would talk about this all the time, the felinity of the movement. Sure, you know, you're doing choreography, sure, you're doing blocking, and yes, of course, we're human beings, but what makes cats truly special is the time and energy put into actually moving like cats. And one of, it was something that audience members talk about all the time. And one of the things that I know I loved when I was watching it in its original iteration in that VHS tape, yes, you have the big choreography happening in the front, but it's always fun to kind of look in at the people in the back and see how they're, even in the moments where they're breathing and off to the side, how they're moving and interacting. So now anytime I see a cat, it's interesting because I'm like, I know where I've picked up a lot of that movement, whether it's the sharper instinctual movement or the more slinky, subdued, almost like stalking through space. It's a really fun thing to do now.
Dan Hoy is Monkstrap in the touring production of Cats at Walton Arts Center through Sunday afternoon. He visited us this morning at the Carver Center for Public Radio.